This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Working our way back to you on the DJV program. Hi, Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan. Jennifer's off this week. Where'd she went to Montana, right? Or Minnesota or Wisconsin?
Colorado.
Or Colorado. There
you're going to name every other state.
Right. That's
visiting family in Colorado.
Family, yes, exactly. All right, so here we are. She's gone, but we're going, but we're moving in our usual direction here. Sometimes, you know what I realized? A lot of soul searching since I had the little, some people call it a TMI, TRI, whatever it is, TIA. Mm-hmm. The business about being alone in the world, are you alone or are you with somebody in some way? I have lots of support, lots of good friends, my loving family, the radio program. I think about this, if I were, you know, I was alone for a good long time. And at least as far as being on the air is concerned, and created something that I'm very proud of. But I figured out quite a while ago, if you want to, I was going okay, and I was alone. I did it alone. And I've done that in my life as well. But if you want to go farther, I have found that going together, as in this relationship with Victoria and Jennifer on the air, is much more suited the team aspects of kind of just addressing life on the air or, you know, in person. Is it sobering to understand that it's not, you know, it's important to understand yourself and to know yourself, but it's also kind of amazing what you can do when you're with somebody else that you like or that you get along with or, you know, when it kind of works, it clicks. Whether it's musically speaking, we were laughing like, was it last week about the Four Seasons and how well, you know, they're groups that are, I think you can apply it anywhere, Victoria. You can apply it to music. You can apply it to an ensemble cast on a TV show. You can apply it to your life, your family. Do you care about your aunts and your uncles? You know, Jennifer's a great example of that. She goes way, way out of her way to take care of the people in her family that she cares about. So anyway, just sort of a tribute to doing things together. And with that in mind, Victoria is going to bring us into the virus, the latest updates on this, that, is you could spend, we could spend all day, every day just talking about the virus. And we have, as we get started back in April and May, that's all we ever talked about. Thank heavens now there are other things that we can talk about that are much more rewarding, like the Supreme Court.
Right. Or the election, yeah. Or the debates, or lots of other fun stuff to talk
right.
about.
All right. What sort of virus things have we got cooking?
Well, there's a new study that is was just published on Friday in the medical journal, The Lancet, which is pretty much one of the most highly respected journals of
medicine. They had their head handed to them when they did against hydrochloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine. Yeah, they did. They apparently, and that was that study, that was a couple months ago. They had posted... They had published some things without actually fact-checking, and then they had to retract all of it. But, yeah, they definitely took a hit for that one. Their new study that is about the coronavirus shows that fewer than 1 in 10 Americans have shown signs of past infection or have had antibodies. Essentially, what that means is we are nowhere near what a lot of doctors and epidemiologists have referred to as herd immunity. You have to get to at least, 70% of the population having already had the virus in order to actually hit herd immunity. And only 1 in 10 Americans having it. We're nowhere near it. So a lot of they found that the coronavirus antibodies that they've been studying, it doesn't indicate exactly how many Americans might be immune to the virus, because not every infected individual develops antibodies. But based on who does have antibodies and who hasn't, it looks like very few people we're nowhere near the herd immunity. And one of the epidemiologists who's working on this from the State University of New York at Albany says, quote, "We're still in the middle of the fight. We're all tired. We're all hoping for a vaccine. But this shows us that it's not over here, and it's not even by a long shot." So this is just yet another reminder to, you know, stay vigilant, keep the masks on, and stay socially distanced when you're in, you know, when you're in public. And that's kind of the only way we're really going to be able to squash this. There are some promising treatments. Remdesivir seems to be doing really well. High doses of zinc and vitamin C have also been helping. Hydroxychloroquine in certain cases has you know, anecdotally from doctors' reports, has actually worked well for certain patients. There are, you know, more and more vaccine trials that are happening. We're in phase three with Johnson & Johnson. I think Moderna has one that's getting kind of close. So eventually next spring, there probably will be, next spring or next summer is kind of where the CDC and the FDA are saying, you know, in terms of going into your doctor's office and getting a vaccine, having it be available to everyone, we're looking at probably next summer. They're going to do frontline workers first. They're going to do teachers, kids in school, things like that. There's going to be kind of a hierarchy of who's going to get the vaccine first. But, you know, it's a reminder, you know, now that we're heading into some colder weather, I think that's really where we're going to be tested. People are going to be eating indoors at restaurants. Kids are going to be in school. Teachers are not going to want to open up the window. I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday who's a teacher in a school in northern New Jersey, and she said for right now everything seems to be fine and they're working well with the new system. But she said, I don't know what's going to happen when it's January or when it's December or even November when we get a first frost. How many people want to sit with the windows open all day in school? So, you know, there are a lot of unknowns still with this virus and how we're going to respond to it. But 9% of all adults, U.S. adults, having the virus is definitely not herd immunity.
No. The governor of Virginia has found out that he and his wife have the virus. His name is Ralph Northam. Wife's name is Pamela. Notified that a staff member in the House had tested positive, and they got tested, and they found they had it as well. They don't really have any symptoms. Well, the governor doesn't. His wife has mild symptoms. Kind of what Jennifer went through, I think, don't you?
I would classify hers as more than mild. She had a rough time. Yeah. She lost taste and smell. And this is, I'm not saying anything that she hasn't already said on the air, but she lost taste and smell. She had a horrible migraine that she couldn't get rid of. The headache is a common symptom with it. She just felt completely wiped out. She had, you know, she had no energy. She had total brain fog, which is another common symptom. But to lose taste and smell, you know, she said she stuck her nose in a bottle of bleach because she was so freaked out that she couldn't smell anything and she couldn't even smell the bleach. So, it's you know, it's no joke. And I've known a few people now who have recovered from it, and they've all seemed to have the high fever, the hallucinations at night when they were sleeping. And it's not something that anybody, that I certainly don't want to get it, and it's not something that I've heard anybody say, oh, it wasn't that bad. It seems like everyone kind of has a pretty horrific story with it.
Well, it's something we're going to have to deal with, and the question comes on what will happen if through this winter with the regular flu season and this thing making it a double whammy, does that make it twice as vulnerable? Interesting question, which I haven't had a good answer from either of our doctors, Dr. Ken or Dr. Jack. Both of them say that there is probably going to be more of a problem, but will, you know, what is it? What's the end result of that? You don't know to get there, probably as much as anything else. 14 after the hour in a moment, the water in Texas, should you drink it? Those of you who are listening to our 6 or 7 stations in Texas and others who are going there, perhaps you'll hold on to your hats for this one, or your cup, after these words.
In her address to the Republican National Convention, Kimberly Klasick touched on a truth that the GOP must address if they want to remain relevant in the years to come. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. During her speech, Kimberly Klasick, who was running for Congress in Baltimore, said that she wants to see her city become, quote, an example to Republicans around the country that we can compete in our inner cities if we reach out to the citizens and deliver real results. The Republican Party has struggled to make inroads with the black community for decades. Some have argued that this is because black Americans are conditioned by the media and the Democrats. But the reality is that the GOP has failed to make a concerted and genuine effort to reach black voters at the local, state, and federal level. Until now. Klasik has the right idea. She has been pounding the pavement and interacting with potential voters ever since she started campaigning. Regardless of the outcome, she is setting an example for the rest of the party. The question is, are the Republicans ready to start courting black votes again? Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news where truth matters.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune, ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
18 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Stefan, Victoria Keelan here at your service and on your side. That's best exemplified by this warning from Victoria, who's looking into the water situation and what could happen if you are exposed.
Residents of 8 cities in Texas have been alerted that a brain-eating amoeba was found in a southeast Texas water supply, leading one of the towns to issue a disaster declaration. This comes from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. They issued a water advisory to residents served by the Brazosport Water Authority and warning customers not to use any water due to the presence of this brain-eating amoeba. And this warning came out late Friday night, and so now the CDC is involved in this. The brain-eating amoeba is commonly found in soil, warm lakes, rivers, and hot springs, but it can also be found in poorly maintained or unchlorinated pools in any type of warm water discharge that comes from industrial plants. So the Do Not Use Water Advisory was issued for residents of Lake Jackson, Freeport, Angleton, Brazoria, Richwood, Oyster Creek, Clute, and Rosenberg, Texas, as well as the Dow Chemical Plant in Freeport.
Is this the kind of thing where water in a standing, like lakes and streams, if it doesn't have an outlet, is it likely?
And it's also the temperature. So if it's warm water, then yes, this amoeba, it can thrive in that environment.
But you were talking about pools as well. It could be in a pool.
Yep, in a swimming pool. If it's unchlorinated or if it's not properly balanced, if you know, you have to balance out
pH.
The chlorine.
Yeah.
So if that's not properly balanced and it's warm, then yes, it can grow there too.
The thing that I would advise for people to do, it's the easy way out is to have chlorine, but it's actually not really good for you. There's a diatomaceous earth filter that costs a little bit more money, but it is much, most of the, if you are in the big pools, and the Y, for example, has the diet, because chlorine, first of all, it's horrible in the air. If you go into a place that's enclosed with a huge pool, you know, you can always smell an indoor pool.
Oh, yeah.
No matter what.
Yeah.
But the diatomaceous earth thing is much better. The clip of the day today, a focus on Mike Tyson talking about why he's going to vote for the first time this year. You can listen to that at djvshow.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
Ahoy! Ahoy! Ahoy! In the name of the great Neptune! Ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I knew we'd get into Christmas, just like some of the other radio programs and radio stations. Here's Carrie Underwood. She has made an announcement over the weekend of her Christmas special, which is going to be on HBO Max, new holiday special streaming only on that service. Program will follow the release of her first Christmas album, My Gift. And that came down on Friday. In the holiday program, Carrie, who is a newly crowned ACM Holiday Entertainer of the Year, appears with an orchestra and a choir to sing a bunch of holiday standards, traditional, contemporary, and there's some original material also from My Gift that will be in this holiday special, produced by Tom Hanks for Playtone in conjunction with Underwood for her manager. It's interesting that, you know, where Playtone came from, Victoria, right?
I don't know anything about that.
You remember the movie that Tom Hanks had with the rockers? It was a...
That Thing You Do. Yeah, That Thing You Do. I just actually saw that for the first time not long ago. It was cute. Yeah,
Playtone was the record company.
Oh,
so
okay.
He kept that, yeah. Carrie says, the journal of writing and recording this album started last year when I finished my tour, and we could have never anticipated the circumstances we'd be in this year. The new album follows her release of Cry Pretty from a couple of years ago. It's also going to be available, by the way, in vinyl form at the end of October. Included in her album, her renditions of O Come All Ye Faithful, Have Yourself Merry Little Christmas, and O Holy Night. Underwood's son Isaiah Fisher makes a guest appearance on her update of Little Drummer Boy. John Legend appears on the Leonard Cohen classic Hallelujah, which is a different kind of Hallelujah. I love the Hallelujah chorus from Handel's Messiah. Do you know that? You do. You've heard
probably,
it.
Probably.
Know it. Yeah. If you, most anybody who has connected to life has heard the Hallelujah chorus at some point in time or another. One of my favorite, fabulous pieces of music. All right, 25 and change after the hour, the music portion of this hour of the DJV program. Every hour we devote some time at this time in each hour to music, past, present, and sometimes future. This is the past into the present. Fluke Holland, who is the drummer for Johnny Cash and Carl Perkins, the Tennessee Three, started back with them back in the dark ages, passed away over the weekend at the age of 85. He was dubbed the father of the drums by Johnny Cash. Died at his home in Jackson, Tennessee. Despite his presence on some of Sun Records' most essential recordings and his decades-long tenure alongside Perkins and Cash, Holland wasn't a drummer by trade. He happened to frequent the same Memphis taverns where Perkins and his band played, and he was recruited to tap along with the rhythm on a bass guitar. Go back to 1954, Perkins told Holland to get a drum set. He said, "I had never played the drums before. Carl asked me to borrow a drum set and come play with him." And that's where it started in the Sun studio sessions. "My nickname, Fluke, that's because everything I ever did seemed to be a fluke." During his tenure with Perkins, which included the recording of rockabilly classics like Blue Suede Shoes, Honey Don't, Matchbox, boy, those are classics. Holland served as a drummer during the famed Million Dollar Quartet sessions at Sun with the Carl Perkins, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis. Holland would also spend 5 decades on the road or wherever Cash was. Played on I Walk the Line, Orange Blossom Special, Folsom Prison, you know, name it. He was the drummer. And the drum, listen to this, the drum had such an impact, so important to these songs.
I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
Holland remained Cash's drummer in both the studio and the stage.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says a report that he only paid a few $100s in income taxes in recent years is fake news.
The New York Times has been doing fake story after fake story. I've never seen anything like it.
The New York Times reporting that Trump paid $750 in federal income taxes in 2016 and again in 2017 and paid no income taxes in 10 of the previous 15 years.
That's why the media has such a low approval rating now because of what they've done.
Trump says the world will see the truth once an audit of his returns is over, though he can't say when that will be. The first presidential debate is tomorrow night. President Trump and the Democratic nominee Joe Biden will face off in Cleveland for a 90-minute debate to be moderated by Chris Wallace, the host of Fox News Sunday. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jews around the world celebrating their holiest day of the year, Yom Kippur, which started last evening and ends this evening. Also known as the Day of Atonement, its central themes are atonement and repentance. California is facing more fire danger over the next 36 hours at least, with a red flag warning in effect for most of Northern California and parts of Southern Cal. A heat wave combined with low humidity and gusty winds increasing the risks for fires that could spread quickly. Over the weekend, two new fires broke out in Northern California. The Glass Fire and the Zog Fire both have burned thousands of acres already. It's been a record-setting season for wildfires in California, with over 3.7 million acres scorched. This year's G20 Economic Summit will be held virtually because of the coronavirus pandemic. The host nation, Saudi Arabia, announcing today the November event will be held via teleconference. The summit is the annual meeting of political and financial leaders representing the world's largest economies. The Los Angeles Lakers set to take on the Miami Heat in the 2020 NBA Finals beginning Wednesday at the Bubble in Orlando. The Heat winning the Eastern Conference Finals, beating Boston in Game 6 Sunday. The Lakers eliminated the Nuggets on Saturday to advance in the West. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How much of your day is actually yours? You think about that, 34 at the hour, always conscious of time on the radio. I think one of the things back in the day, and I'm not a name dropper, but I remember when Limbaugh and I were first getting started doing syndicated programs, we used to compare notes, and did for a couple of years. One of the things that we agreed upon, one of the things that made us good at what we were doing, was that we had both been disc jockeys. We had been conscious, you know, the old time and temp stuff and keeping the momentum going. You got to keep the noise, if you will, keep the energy up, keep the noise coming. Yabba dabba do. And so when I think about what I want you to know at this time of day, many people want to be conscious of what time it is. And I remember when I first started doing this, Victoria Keelan is here. This is the DJV show, by the way. Jennifer's off this week. One of the first things I remember as I started 32, actually, you know what, next week, 1988 will be the beginning of the 33rd year of me doing a syndicated morning program.
Wow.
And one of the things that we used to talk, people call it, well, that's to tell me what the time is. because people didn't know at that time. There wasn't much syndicated radio. It was all local. So they tell you that it was 35 past 7, or it was 25 before 8, or whatever it was. But when I would say it's 34 past the hour, 35 past the hour, whatever it is, it was invariable. People at the beginning, first 4 or 5 months especially, what time is it really? That's what I'd hear. Can't you tell us what... what really? What? But come on, what time is it? And I'd try to explain that I was talking to people all over the country, and now talking to people all over the world, and it's like it's 34 past the hour, but what hour is it? Could be any of the 24 hours where people are actually listening. So it's kind of, it's fun to have people relate to, you know, that reality. And I just remember hearing all those stories and thinking about, you know, that's sort of the yesterday in radio, because there's so much syndicated product now. And most of the time, the hosts don't give the time at all, which I think is a complete disservice, because that's kind of one of the reasons, at least maybe the old-timers, the reason they're listening to the radio is because they want to know what time it is. If they're in a fog in the morning getting out of bed or something, okay, what time is it? Am I going to be late for work? That was always what was in our minds when we were, you know, that was the agenda. If
so this was before watches and cell phones existed,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
right. And clocks in the car.
Back in the early days, yes, right. The very early days of radio. One of the things that I love to do, we have been transfixed on nasty, negative, horrible stuff for so long. I was looking around, excuse me, saw a couple of things. The award that's given every year, the Good Neighbor Awards, that are given. The story is a couple of them here. One of them is about a fellow who saw his neighbor's front yard on fire and was getting close to the house, so he ran over, turned on the hose, and put the fire out. You know, he hit the doorbell to see if anybody was home, and there wasn't anybody home. So he took it upon himself. His quick action saved the house, because the house would have burned down had he not gone over to save his neighbor's house. So I thought that was a good story. I don't even remember where it was. I was trying to find, I don't know. But then there's a story of a sanitation worker who goes up to the home of an elderly woman who can't get her trash out to the road. And instead he goes up to the house and takes her trash can out and empties it. I mean, little things like that. Story of an 11-year-old kid who found a wallet and had $2 cash in it, a lot of credit cards and stuff. He saw the address, and so it was in the next town. He got on his bike, and he rode to the town to the address. 11 years old, knocked on the front door. I think these things happen all the time. And I think we just need to acknowledge them more, frankly. There's a kind of sweet story about Joe Montana, who was not, you remember him from football days. This is a TMZ report. You saw this yesterday, right?
Well, it's trending on CNN, so it's everywhere now. So this story, of course, NFL legend Joe Montana, he and his wife confronted a woman who was trying to kidnap their grandchild. Yeah. And this happened over the weekend. This woman, her name is Sadsi Dalzell, she entered into their home in Malibu and took their 9-month-old
into Montana's home.
Yes, Montana and Joe and his wife's home. Yeah. His wife's name's Jennifer. This woman somehow broke into their home in Malibu and took their 9-month-old grandchild from the playpen. And I guess Joe Montana walked into the room and saw this woman standing there holding his grandchild. And so they tried to talk the woman, you know, I guess to de-escalate the situation. And the woman wasn't having any of it. And I guess she started to look like she was going to flee with the grandchild. And so Joe Montana tackled her. And football came in handy. He tackled her, and then his wife was able to get the child back from this woman. And the police said that, thankfully, no one was injured, but this woman fled from Montana's house to a nearby house in Malibu, where she was later taken into custody by the sheriff's deputies. She's facing charges of kidnapping and burglary.
What kind of person does that? That's just...
I don't know. But
you got to be deranged. You got to be something wrong with you. Something wrong with you.
So yeah. I don't know if she knew that it was Joe Montana's house and that she was going to maybe hold the kid for ransom. But Joe Montana tweeted to everyone on Sunday afternoon. He said, thank you to everyone who's reached out. It was a scary situation, but thankful that everybody is doing well. We appreciate respect for our privacy at this time because this was, you know, it's a horrible incident. But, yeah, I guess it did break on TMZ because I think the police report, they monitor all that stuff. But, yeah, it's what a scary situation. Can you imagine? Nine-month-old baby stolen from your house?
My grandson,
right.
What would happen under that circumstance? We can all put ourselves in that position. Speaking of my grandson, he's decided... he's decided he wants to be,
a comedian?
A comedian of sorts. So at five and a half.
Yeah, he's 5.5 years old. Is he in kindergarten now? Did he start kindergarten?
Yep.
Yeah,
started kindergarten. And so he has discovered there's a book, apparently, his mother exposed him to, that's full of jokes that are appropriate for his age. So he called me, and he said... Gramps.
Why did the cow cross the road? To get to the movie theater.
His voice cracks me up. He is so funny.
He is just something else.
But the thing is, the thing is behind the scenes here. How well does your grandson know you? Because he has managed to fit your two favorite things in one joke: cows and movie theaters. So that to me is what gets me about this whole joke. It's so perfect for you.
He may have had some prompting from his mother.
I'm sure he did, but
he
delivered it well.
He wanted, yeah, all right. So, Phil, just one more time. This is my grandson, Miles, with his first known attempt at a joke for his grandfather.
Why did a cow cross the road? To get to the movie theater.
That's so cute.
Oh, my God. He's a character, in fact. And doesn't that make it all, you know, look at all the other stuff that's going on in the world. Who gives a rat's butt? All I want is to make sure that my son lives a good, happy, my grandson, my son as well, a good, happy, and healthy life. We always have a counter. I noticed in a report that was released over the weekend, the number of children who are in child labor around the world, it's still something that is atrocious. India, Kenya, places in Asia, and sub-Saharan Africa. It just is, it's something that there's a surge in this. When you think about in various places, school, literacy, children's health, that kind of stuff, it's all put in the back burner because, in these areas anyway, because they're just trying to keep the children. You know, many families, they can't provide for their children. So somebody comes along and says, I'll give you $30 for your child. They take it because the people promise to give them food and supposedly take care of them. And then they go into these mines and places. It's unspeakable and unthinkable at this period in our lives, in this planet, that this sort of thing is a reality. But you see these children, they're sold into sex slavery all the time from China.
Yeah,
from Vietnam, from Cambodia, from these places there. And the fact that people, you know, they bring them here, they bring them to Europe, that people would actually buy, that's what they do. You know, we talk about slavery and how awful and how we want, you know, there's some people who want reparations for racial slavery. But there's all kinds of other stuff that's been going on. And one wonders, how do we mitigate that? How do we deal with it? How do we affect the changes that are necessary to wipe this out? To me, this is the incredible part. And I'm so happy that we live in a country where even though this kind of stuff does go on here and there, that we have the ability to raise, as I am listening to my grandson and paying attention to him, what comes out of all that attention and love that he gets from his parents and from me and his uncle and the people around him is that it gives him, I think, a pretty good start in life. I think it gives him a pretty good chance to have, I don't know what a normal life is, but a good productive life. And so I'm happy about that. But when I look at these other things, I want to do something, and I don't know what to do, Victoria.
There are so many organizations out there that are, you know, really fighting the good fight. Ashton Kutcher and Demi Moore, when they were married, they started, I forget what it's called now. I think it was called maybe Thorn or something. It was an acronym. They started an organization that fought child sex slavery and sex trafficking. And then when they divorced, I think Ashton kept the company or something, but it's still, they still do the same amount of work.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of celebrities who talk about it, who raise awareness for it. It's just, it's a horrific thing, but there are organizations that are very much in tune with how to help the problem. And yeah. So I would say the best thing you could do is probably donate to those. They're all, yeah, you know, nonprofits.
Okay. Yeah, good idea. 45 after the hour, in a moment, a blockage. I'll tell you how this is this is not good for America, in my estimation, having to do with China. But I'll get you the details after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Screen time. It's not good before bed, and it's not ideal for your sleep. In fact, a recent survey found that 66% of us take our smartphones to bed, which is why we asked sleep expert Dr. Harneet Walia from the Cleveland Clinic for some tips.
Following good sleep hygiene is very important. Maintaining a good, consistent sleep-wake schedule during the work days and weekends is also very important. And maintaining a cool, comfortable environment and relaxing environment before you go to bed, perhaps taking a shower an hour or two before the bedtime, avoiding these electronics, avoiding caffeine after noon. And also we tell people, if possible, to avoid naps. If somebody has to take naps, it should be during the earlier part of the day and should be limited to 20 minutes or so.
Check out clevelandclinic.org for more.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Why did a cow cross the road? To get to the movie theater.
He dropped
he
another one on me.
He cracks himself up, too.
Oh, yeah, he does. He had another one last night. Why did the cow cross the road? To get to the moon. All right, so a federal judge, has halted the Trump administration's order to block new downloads of TikTok.
Yeah.
The Chinese government wins and the American government loses. How in the hell do we justify that?
This we knew going in that this was going to be a huge legal problem because this violates, the reason the judge said that has nothing to do with China. It's a violation of free speech, basically. So it's First Amendment rights of the users.
You think we have the same rights in China? You think if the Chinese said we're going to block
Microsoft? Oh, no, all their apps
Microsoft.
Are totally censored.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah.
Well, we're not China, so that's why the judge is upholding that First Amendment right.
10 before the hour.
T
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
After the hour, we're all here singing in unison the Money Pit. It's like it was an anthem here. The Money Pit theme song from the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. It's been on the air now since almost, 1932, I think, wasn't it? When you, I was trying to find your birthday.
No, so listen, just a tad more than 20 years, my friend.
That's good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
We are into our 33rd year next week of the morning program here. And you've been, since you've been around, you've been an important part. I think I met you early on.
You did.
In your career to become a big-time broadcaster. So here he is, the host, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. He's got a podcast that's fabulous. You can subscribe to that and their newsletter at moneypit.com. And we use the time here to go over some of the questions from our listeners who want to tap into Tom's knowledge. David, listening in Salt Lake City, Utah, is moving into a new home. Discovered some gorgeous hardwood under the old carpet. That is something that happens. Why in the world, you ask yourself, right? Why do you cover up a beautiful floor with that crap? Not only does it look like you know what, but it also is bad for you.
Well, back in those days, you know, they didn't know carpet could be bad for you. And, of course, that was the popular, classy thing to do.
Yeah.
I guess having beautiful hardwood floor was a peasantry or something. I don't know.
It must be. So it's all – but his problem is he got all those staples and the nails and stuff. So how does he fix that?
Well, I mean, for the most part, Doug, that carpet makes a heck of a drop cloth for all those years, you know, and it really protects those hardwood floors. In terms of the staples and the rust marks, of course, that happens when you put down the padding and then the tackless, which holds the wall-to-wall carpeting in place. When you pull all that stuff up, there's a couple of ways to go on this. If you wanted to sand it and refinish it, I don't think that you need to do a regular deep sanding of that, like, and have the floor sanding companies come in with the big heavy belt sanders. You can rent a floor buffer at a home center, or they have sanding machines that just use screens, and they just take the upper sort of crust off of that floor, and then you can refinish it. And those rust marks will go away. Now, the holes from the tackless, there's really not too many of them. You may find that they're not that noticeable, and you might just ignore them after the sanding is done, but you can always just fill in those holes, and you'll be amazed with how much how beautiful it will look.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Speaking of that, you want a beautiful lawn at the Money Pit podcast, episode 2035, you can believe there are that many of them, is a focus on do-it-yourself lawn care. I saw that and I asked Tom about watering some trees and shrubs that we've transplanted here on the farm. And you had, why don't you, maybe this is for people, because this is transplant time. This is a great time of year. So what do you advise for people who are transplanting bushes and trees and stuff?
Well, I mean, generally, if you're putting in new landscaping, you don't really need fertilizer at that point because you could burn out those roots. But there is a product that I like, which is a planting gel. It's like these little white plastic beads, and you put them in with the soil. And what happens is it's called TerraSorb, T-E-R-A-S-O-R-B. It absorbs the water and then helps keep the plant moist when the season gets very, very hot. And I think that a lot of landscaping was damaged this past summer because we had some really, really hot months.
Yeah,
products like
drought.
That, I think, are good to help prevent that.
Yeah. So could I dig a little hole around where we planted them and put that stuff in, and would that
absolutely
help?
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe I'll do that. Also, you have a tip on getting driveways ready for who? No, don't say it. No. Oh, no. No. So what do we have to do for the next season?
Well, listen, if you've got an asphalt driveway, now's the time to get that good to go. So you should be looking for all the cracks that are in those driveways and seal them up with an asphalt sealer. It comes in a caulk tube. It's easy to use. And then the asphalt sealing compounds today that you put across the surface, you know, those are all latex-based today, so they're easy to use, and they're really easy to clean up. You can just take your time and put a coating on, because before the winter, you want to get this done, because today, you know, we've got salt, we've got the liquid de-icers, and all of those products are corrosive to driveways. So a good time to take care of that.
Eat up everything. Imagine what they do to your car. All right, so those sorts of tips at the Money Pit e-newsletter. You can sign up for that at moneypit.com along with the podcast. Here's Mason in Tennessee. Power washed his pressure treated pine fence. Does he need to stain it again?
Yeah, you do. I'm sure it looks great right now, you know, when you get all that
moss
and mildew and algae off. But no, you do need to stain it, because even if you got down to sort of a fresh layer of wood, it's going to oxidize quickly. So what I would recommend is a solid color staining. A lot of folks are afraid to put solid color on them. They think it's like paint. It's not. You do see the grain through it, but with solid color, you've got more pigment in it, and it lasts a heck of a lot longer.
All right. There's the advice from Mr. Money Pit, Tom Kreitler, co-host, along with Leslie Segretti of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program. Check it out at moneypit.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.